Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. You're hearing me because I'm not getting my photo taken. Everyone else is getting their photo taken. But it's Macca and Never. We're in the last few minutes of Radiothon, and you can still donate, of course, and you can become a member and you can contribute. There's 10 minutes left to actually have the chance to win a key.
Macca, we got people on the phones. 1300.
Have we?
1300 569 949.
Oh, yeah, out there, yeah.
Out there. Give us a call.
There's more people out there than sitting in an independent member of Parliament's office.
Now, Macca, we've got, just to round us up on our very special Radiothon episode, we have Sam McGowan, pop culture sweetie, on the line. Sam, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
We are absolutely bursting with joy here.
Are you a member, Sam?
Yes. Should I just say yes? Probably on the spot here.
Correct answer.
He probably will be in 12 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see if Sam from Victoria comes through. Sam, we're talking all things pop culture with you. Could you tell us a little bit about what is hot on TV right now?
What is hot on TV? Great question. Well, Succession's still bubbling away every week. I don't know if you guys are Succession
huge,
majors.
Huge.
Yeah, I actually watched the first couple of series traveling on aircraft, so I've still got a bit of catching up to do. So don't spoil it entirely for me, Sam.
Very chic to watch it on a plane. Succession is still great. I would highly recommend catching up. If you're not watching Succession, really get on it. There's also Jury Duty, which is an interesting one. Have you guys heard of that?
No. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep,
how is Macca ahead of me on pop culture?
Interesting one. It's it's about like this trial, like an American trial, that you're seeing through the eyes of this guy, Ronald Gladden. But basically the twist is that everyone involved in the trial is an actor except him. So it's kind of like, it gets ridiculous. It is a comedy, but it's also this weird, experiment, I guess. It's really odd. It's kind of like Nathan Fielder's stuff, if you've ever watched that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
A bit less. I think Nathan Fielder's like Nathan For You and The Rehearsal have a bit more of like genius to them, to be honest. This is a more of a straightforward take. The way they put it together is incredible. That's an interesting one. I'm about halfway through. I am enjoying it. It's piqued my curiosity, I'll say that.
And speaking of curiosity, are you also seeing any pop culture trends that we should be aware of at the moment, Sam?
Oh, trends. Well, I feel like the internet for me this week has been focused on two things. It's been the And Just Like That trailer for the next season. Yes. Are you And Just Like That is over there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm so excited. I think this is probably the television event of the year.
Decade?
of the decade, yes. The millennium, maybe? It's going to be huge. We're getting more Che Diaz. We're getting Aiden back. That's definitely, definitely one to watch. And, of course, the biggest pop culture trend of the last few months is The Hunger Games. Which is coming back in November this year. So we got the trailer for the new movie, which I'm going to be honest, it looks okay. And that's coming from like the biggest Hunger Games fan in the country, perhaps. Did you guys see the trailer?
Yes, I have. I'm whelmed, not over or under.
Yeah, very that. It looks a bit kind of CW, Riverdale-esque, which is not a good sign. But, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. It's Viola Davis, so we'll be seated anyway.
And speaking of movies, it feels great to be seeing so many cinemas being packed out, not only with film festivals, but also that movies are well and truly back, Sam. So what's something that we should be going to see very soon?
So I feel like as queer people, you have two choices at the cinema this week. You can either see Evil Dead Rising, or you can see 80 for Brady. So Evil Dead Rising, if you're not familiar, is like it's the fifth movie in the Evil Dead series, which they're known for like pretty intense gore, a lot of really dark stuff. The new one, and they're also kind of funny. Like, the new one retains a lot of the humor from the older ones. It's extremely violent, but in kind of like a funny way. So, like, you can get on board. But if you are squeamish, like, I definitely wouldn't see it. There is a scene involving a cheese grater that I won't go into.
Oh, a cheese grater, Sam.
Oh. A cheese grater, believe it or not.
Give us a clue.
Can you not imagine what would happen?
Put the mute button on.
I won't say it.
Does it involve giblets?
Skin contact.
Sam, thank you for that. We can just move on. It's fine.
Sam, in closing, so thank you for that recommendation. So we've got
things. Let's wrap it up.
We've got a recommendation. So if you haven't, go and watch Succession. Jury Duty's there, Evil Dead. What was the second film you want us to be seated for?
So I have to say I haven't actually seen 80 for Brady, which is the second film. This is Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno. It's about like the gang of old people like going to the Super Bowl. I thought if I was going to recommend Evil Dead Rising, I should give something for like, if you just want to see like a nice movie, you know, because Evil Dead's not exactly like a nice movie, you know.
Why would I want to see a nice movie?
Well, Mac, are we going to be going to different cinemas?
Yeah. if you don't have a very hard stomach, then you can see 80 for Brady.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, I know where I'm going to be. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, telling us all that's what's hot and all that's what's not. Pleasure to have you on Saturday Magazine again.
Pleasure to be here.
We'll talk to you very soon.
And Sam, when you open your cutlery and implement drawer, you'll never think of a cheese grater in the same way again.
I'm throwing it out. I can't have that.
Okay.
You're on Saturday Magazine. We're having a very short break. We'll be back to close out our massive show.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. We are wrapping up our 3 hours of power, our radiothon. We've just had another donation, and I'm going to guess we know who this was from. Another donation from Fabulous Fiona.
Someone who perhaps would like a key, which is actually going to be announced in the next show, Take Me to Your Reader. If they let me, I'll come in probably in about 10 minutes or so after 1 o'clock to announce the winner of the key from this hour, which was actually the word for word hour, that might unlock the vault. Look, I want to thank all our guests today, but also, and probably more importantly today, they're always important, is everyone who's donated, everyone who has contributed, everyone who has joined or renewed. And I'm just wondering, do we have a total, Nevena or Paul? Nevena?
Macca, we do. We do. So to everyone who has given us some of your money, and that includes Mike, who's just renewed his membership with a $100 donation added, we, in the last 3 hours, Macca, for the future of Joy, for the future of queer independent media, $23,163 just in this 3 hours alone.
Yes. And that means we actually beat last year of 23,000. So Jackie Kinder, we did it.
And that will that doesn't include the last couple of donations.
Are you kidding me?
So I reckon we're probably over 23,300.
Yeah, I can be pretty close to that.
Well done. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your
thank you to our
donations
guests.
And
thank
your
you to Joy and, you know, to Paul for being such a good sport behind the panel. You know, he gets quite frustrated with Nevena and me. But our fabulous guests, we're going to do that human rights discussion again, probably a bit closer to the religious discrimination, but we might ask Andrew Bragg, Senator Andrew Bragg, to join us. Anyway, let's wind up. Thank you. Follow the money. We did. You gave it to us. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.